We've come up a couple of hundred yards and walking into one of Chris's fields here in the full roar of the sun as well. So hot today, isn't it?
Yes, the sun's almost at its highest today. We're not quite at the 21st of June yet, but very close now. So just amazing. So I brought you out into one of the overwinter wild bird seed mixers here at the farm, and it's done really well this year. The barley here is about to come into ear. There's spring wheat here as well. A nice mixture of sunflowers coming up. I can see some tall ones there already, over a foot tall, and some lilac blue flowers scattered right the way through, which are just coming out into flower. And so there's a trick in doing this. As the main pollen and nectar fields die away in the heat of the summer sun, we now have a next crop of flowers coming in, which is sown this spring. And these are the annuals, and this is called Phacelia in front of us, and it's a really top nectar producer. So we'll, in another hour or so, there'll be bees on all of those plants that we can see in front of us. But there's also, because we don't use sprays on this crop, there's also a whole variety in the understory here that farmers like me, because I was one of them, used to absolutely hate. They've got interesting names, many of them, and they're quite scarce now, some of them. We're now standing almost in the middle of one of the patches of them, so I'm going to go down on my hands and knees, as I usually do, and just have a look, because there's some fabulous pink and white candy striped flowers here. And it's, if you're a gardener, this is a nightmare, and if you're a farmer, it's an even bigger nightmare, because it produces long stems which actually curl round plants from this time of year onwards and reach right the top of the cereal stalk. They can go up a foot or even more, and they're just producing these long climbing stems now. They'll flower. Look at all the flowers down at the bottom here, about to come out. Just at my fingertip, there's four flowers about to open.
They are quite attractive, these, aren't they? Just an inch off the ground.
It is called a weed, this one. That's in its official name. It's called bindweed. Because it curls itself round in an anti-clockwise direction and climbs up plants. So if you're growing things like peas in your garden and you've got bindweed, then you'll be cussing and swearing, because it takes quite a lot of nutrients out of the soil. It's quite deep rooted. It can go down as far, it's astonishing, as 2 meters deep into the soil. That's over 6 feet down into the soil, and it produces rhizomes, which are quite large and thick, and it's got spade shaped leaves. Here's one here, just down. I can just nip that off, and you can see it just looks like a garden spade with two lobes at the bottom that you'd put your foot on to dig soil. But so it's a real problem weed. And there's several others here which are really interesting, and some of them are really quite aromatic here. And I'm just looking around to see if I can... here we are. Just going to come into flower in about a fortnight's time. We're nice and early for this one. This is Mentha arvensis.
Mint.
That's right. Yes, now you get that and you give it a good crush in between your fingers and then smell.
Oh, yeah.
And it's very, very aromatic, and it's really closely related to the spearmint, which you can grow in your garden as a herb. Hoverfly visiting the field bindweed. There we are. Just going from flower to flower. So it's really interesting. And this one's even more interesting. It has a really beautiful flower. It's got spear-shaped leaves on it. It's kind of roughed, sore edges on the leaves. And it's called field woundwort. And it will come into flower in about a week to 10 days time. So once you get to July, that will be in full flower. And the flowers are really unusual. They hug the stalk, the main stem of the plant, all the way around in a circle. And you'll get these tiered layers of flowers. And the field mint will do that as well. Closely related to where we were earlier, down at the lake there, there's a species of mint grows right on the edge of the water, actually over the water itself, and that's Mentha aquatica, the water mint. So, and equally as aromatic as the field mint. So this is field woundwort, which I was describing, and it has the flowers arranged in a circle, and it's got a special name. It's called a whorl, W-H-O-R-L. So it's a lovely word, and it describes this circle of flowers around the central stem. So there we are, and a brilliant plant, which is also, any farmers listening to this, if it's on their mobile phone, they'll grab the mobile phone and throw it out the tractor cab window, I should think, because this is a real sort of bonus in the mixture. It's called Fat Hen. These are all big problem weeds from my early farming career. If you had them in your crop, particularly one like cleavers, which is also called Sticky Willy. I know. And so if you had that, again, it's another one which spirals up to the top of the cereals just as you're going to harvest them. And they're hugely problematic. You can't get the cleaver seed, which is round and hairy, and it behaves the same as cereal seed. So if you have it in your seed mixture, it's incredibly difficult to get it out. But this one, Fat Hen, produces vast amounts of seed. It's now coming into flower, but the flower is almost inconspicuous. You can see there's some sort of little greyish white flowers just coming out in the top of it. The underside of the leaves are kind of silvery grey, but it's the amount of seed and the nutrition in the seed. And remember, this isn't going to be harvested, this field, so the seed, if it's still in the plant, the birds can access it, but it also drops onto the ground, on the surface of the ground. And this is a 7-acre field. It's quite small, south facing, and all the way around the hedges. And that's just a bonus for birds like grey partridge. Absolutely love Fat Hen seed. Another one are the yellowhammers, and even birds like gold finches will come out on the field and eat this seed as well. So everything, although we call them weeds, some of them, you know, weed is just something growing out of context, really. But when you see this, and I will invite our dear photographer Laura Cuffin just to come and take a picture of this, because it just looks so attractive.
Well, it looks like someone's had a wedding here, yes. A happy couple,
yep.
And when they walk out of the church, confetti is thrown, pink, yes, and white confetti, and it's all scattered.
And this is what we're looking at, and there are thousands of them. There's a huge patch just a little bit further into the field, and just so attractive. Just pink and white all on one bloom. It's a funnel shaped flower, and no words can do it justice, really, because it just speaks for itself.
Except it's bindweed.
Yes, it is. Just look, walk over here a little bit, Matthew, because you then get the full glory of it. It's stunning. There's, what, 200 blooms in a square metre, probably. We're looking down at the ground now. Just amazing sight. So there we are. A bit of a farming nightmare if you've got it in your crops. It's very embarrassing as well, because it will come up to the top of the cereal stems in about a month, 6 weeks' time, just when you're thinking of getting the combine out. Now you know why farmers have red faces sometimes.